I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Do you Skype? That's one of the first things we ask when we want to interview someone. Skype's just a great way to have a clear-sounding conversation that we can record and then put on the radio. Millions of people use the service, or something like it, to stay in touch with family and friends or to talk to coworkers several time zones away. But I'd never heard of someone using Skype to give dance lessons. Sean Scantleberry is doing that. He's a dancer in New York, and his student is all the way in Baghdad. Sean, how did the idea of teaching someone in Iraq come about?
Well, my boss, Jonathan Hollander, who is the artistic director and co-founder of Battery Dance Company, he's been mentoring Adele since the summer of this year. And Adele loves dancing, but it's kind of hard for him to do so where he lives. So Jonathan came up with the idea of having a Skype class with dancing. So that was kind of nerve-wracking for me and something totally different because I never Skype because I just don't do it. and it was even harder because he's not with me.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of hard to like try to say, okay, you need to point your foot here and try to like touch him, but you can't because it's on
right.
cyberspace.
So tell us about your student. You mentioned his name is Adele. Mm-hmm. Tell us about him. How old is he? What's his whole story?
Adele is 22 years old. He's from Baghdad, Iraq. He's going to school to be a lawyer, but his passion is in dance. And he's created his own music videos. And the videos that I've seen him do is really, really cool.
So what kind of dance are you teaching Adele?
Well, he wants to learn ballet and also modern, but he is a break dancer.
Wow. Is this something that his family knows about, or is he kind of being a dancer just on the side, secretly?
His family knows about it because I met his mom, I met his brother, I even met his girlfriend yesterday. So.
Oh, and via Skype?
Yeah, via Skype. So they all know about it.
So is there a certain part of his family that's rooting for him to be a dancer and not a lawyer?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
So what have you, as a dance instructor, learned from this experience?
Wow, I've learned so much. I mean, he actually does these classes in his living room.
Wow.
And, it's not even a studio. It's not on the streets. It's in his living room. So I see his television. I see his couch. I see the rug. And plus, he's dancing on a rug. It's not like Harlequin floor or nothing. It's a rug.
Wow. Now, you yourself came to dance, you know, sort of in a circuitous way. Is there something about his story that resonates with you?
Oh, yes, it does. Well, I mean, I grew up in the West Indies, and I came here when I was 4 years old. And my family didn't really like the idea of me dancing because they came all this way to have a better life for me. And I kind of screwed that up for them by I'm going to dance. And Adele is like the same way, you know, like he loves dancing. That's his passion. And his friends don't know why he does it, you know. My friends didn't know why I danced at first because back in the 80s, living in Brooklyn, it was kind of harsh, you know. I got beat up every day, you know. I got called names and like, but that didn't stop me. So I'm trying to give Adele that kind of like, confirmation, say, no, what, it's okay to dance. No matter where you are and what you're doing, it's okay.
You now are very successful. You're a dancer, you're a teacher and choreographer with the Battery Dance Company. You travel a lot. I was looking on your website, and you go all over Asia, Middle East, mm-hmm. Africa. Is there any chance that you and Adele could meet up at some point?
I would love that. I would actually love that. I mean, so we can actually talk about things and like, I can see the person behind the Skype, you know, and I'll probably cry. I don't know why, but I know something's very passionate in him that's passionate in me, and we share the same kind of connection.
I got to ask, Sean, does your family come around to supporting your dance career?
They do sometimes. I mean, now they kind of understand why I do it. And I do it because I love it. It's my passion, and it kind of keeps me out of trouble.
Sean Scantleberry is a dancer, teacher, choreographer. He's with the Battery Dance Company in New York. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome. Thank you.